Reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, probably a familiar verse to many of you. It's a go-to verse for a lot of my friends, and it's applicable to all of us, but I love this verse. It's under the title in my NIV version, More Than Conquerors, but Romans 8, 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, one of my favorite days of the week. It's Testimony Tuesday. And if you were tuned in last Friday, you might have heard an inkling because I said, there's a gentleman, he's a young buck, in fact, in my mind, a young up-and-comer, a person that's passionate about the Lord. His name is Jordan Simmons. Well, he was a part of our studio guests with his mom and dad, the Pastor Simmons, Apostle Pastor Larry Simmons, and First Lady Kim Simmons were a part of helping us walk through and talk about and share the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. And that program from Friday is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also wluj.org. I thought it was a very interesting and helpful and hopefully a worshipful program. We shared a number of verses in the Bible about praising the Lord, singing to Him, worshiping Him, dancing before Him. And I do have copies of those 40 or so verses if you're interested. Maybe you want to do your own study. But that was this past Friday, and I said, someday I want to have Jordan as a part of Testimony Tuesday, because I've been really blessed by a few messages that I've heard him proclaim and preach. And maybe I'll just share how this came all about. And then I've convinced his beloved wife, Kristen. They've been married 7 years. They have their firstborn, their son, 1 year old. We're going to have her do a little introduction to her beloved husband, Jordan. But I've appreciated getting to know her through a couple different things. They were a part of the Ministry Leaders Network this past Friday. And then last Sunday, I got to know them a little better through two different church services. So what happened is one of the pastors said, "Do you know Pastor Jordan Simmons?" And I said, "No." "Oh, he's a great guy. You got to get to know him." And so I went to their church website. Well, it's actually a Facebook page, New Generation Christian Fellowship in Champaign. And so I watched this preacher walking back and forth, declaring God's word, talking about Joshua and other things. I said, "Oh, I like that guy." He had his ball cap on, and was walking and preaching and proclaiming. And so I watched the whole service. It was an hour or so of sharing and worship. And then he's behind the keyboard, phenomenal musician, and his brother Justin is on the drums. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And I got to go to that church sometime. So a week ago Sunday, I attended the New Generation Christian Fellowship and got to know Jordan's dad, Apostle Pastor Larry, and First Lady Kim, and appreciated the church service. It was wonderful. We worshiped and praised God. There was testimony time. And so afterwards, there was a little time where they were praying for Jordan because he was going to be presenting in Rantoul at a church that was celebrating 1 year. And so after the service, I said, "Hey, Jordan, could I invite myself? Could I be a part of that?" And he said, "Sure." And it'd be nice to have somebody that he knew there, even though we were just getting to know each other. And so last Sunday, I attended another church. It was Exceed Church. It was a new plant from about a year ago, and they asked Jordan to come in and preach. And so, Jordan, I should say that I have probably used your illustration in 4 or 5 different conversations. The other day with my office manager, he shared a bunch of good stuff, but he painted the picture. The theme was like going into that promised land, going into paradise, and he talked about the two thieves on the cross. And how one was receptive, responsive to Jesus, the other was not. Most of us know about that. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." But what he shared, and I really thought this was really effective and good, he said, even though you might be entering paradise by accepting the Lord Jesus and walking faithfully, there's still consequences for the things that have gone on in your life. Mm-hmm. And so that thief on the cross, even though Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," he still suffered. There were still consequences for his sin. Mm-hmm. He still died on the cross. He suffered. And yet he, because he had faith in Jesus, was able to experience that paradise. And I appreciated it, Pastor Simmons, that sometimes when we come to know the Lord, we think everything's going to just work out fine, but there are consequences because maybe we made some bad decisions or we were sinning, and so sometimes that haunts us. That's a problem. But it doesn't minimize the fact that we're saved, that we can look forward to paradise, and Jesus will ultimately make things right. But there are consequences of our sin, and sometimes it's harsh and it's hard. And that thief did die on the cross. He suffered, and yet he looked forward to the paradise that was provided because of Jesus. So that was just one thing, Pastor Jordan, I've shared with a number of people, because we sometimes forget that he still had to suffer the consequences of his sin. And some of us that follow Jesus because of poor choices or decisions we made in the past, there are consequences and there is suffering. So that was just one thing, but I really appreciated getting to know Jordan. He was at last Friday's Ministry Leaders Network, and I put him on the spot at the very end. I said, hey, come up and share a little about your ministry work. And so it was a blessed time of many different pastors sharing. I think we had about six or eight, and then I had a number of people pray over them. So it was a great time to gather in the name of Jesus, bring in together these many different churches. And it was your first time, Jordan. But let me first have Kristen. I think she's the junior first lady now. You know, I don't know if she has that title yet. And maybe when you have your own church and you're installed. But she's one of my favorite kinds of guests. As you know, I love those that are reluctant, that really don't want notoriety or to be on the radio. She's a little shy, but I think she's very sweet, so probably around her friends. She's very vivacious and outgoing. She's a new mom, as mentioned. So, Kristen, how about introducing your beloved husband, Jordan, and just tell me a little, where did you first meet? Was it love at first sight? I'm putting you on the spot. I did this with your mother and father-in-law the other day on Friday's edition, so tell me a little about Jordan.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for inviting us. I am a little nervous, but I love talking about my husband. One of my favorite things about Jordan is his faithfulness. His devotion to the Lord is clearly evident in our marriage. You know, when you're 24 and 27, you don't think that the for better or for worse or the sickness and in health will come so soon. But for us, it did. And I am super honored and super proud that I had the partner that I had during that time. He was an amazing husband, still is an amazing husband, but in that time, he was an amazing husband. He stayed by my side, and I am truly blessed. And to answer your question, I don't know if it was love at first sight, because I wasn't saved.
Okay.
But I definitely liked him.
Sure. And I know you testified this past Friday, Pastor Jordan, about the miracle story, how you didn't know about health issues or anything. You just knew that you were excited about this forthcoming child that you were going to have after being married 7 years. So part of the Testimony Tuesday is to share some of your faith journey.
Absolutely.
So we want to know some of your faith journey and then the miraculous ways God revealed some things and how he's currently in the process of bringing healing and hope into your marriage and into Kristen's life.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Mark, for just having us. It's been a beautiful weekend and even today, just having a joyous time being here with you today. Just as far as my faith journey, of course, I was born and raised in the church. Of course, my mother and father have been pastoring all of my life since I can remember. I've been a part of the church. You know, I wouldn't trade my upbringing for the world, but one thing about it, growing up in the church, you kind of have a form of godliness because you know how to do church, but you don't really have a relationship with God so much. And so just growing up in that, being a musician and being a part of the service, I was able to use my gifts, but not really have relationship with the Father. And so just growing up and going off to college, going away to college, I was able to kind of see, you know, what is my relationship with God outside of, you know, my parents' house and outside of my parents' church, and just going through that. And I actually went to two different schools, and at my second school, I was failing miserably because I was smoking and drinking and doing everything that a college kid does, just trying to find myself. But in between my first and second semester at that second school, God really began to deal with my heart and just bring me back full circle. And I was just glad to know that he still cared, that he still loved me, that he was still, you know, calling me, even in the midst of my kind of going away, drifting away season. So I'm just glad to be on the Lord's side, and I've just been growing since then, preaching, as you said, still a musician, still loving God, leading worship, doing everything that I can just to glorify him and lift him up. And so I'm glad to have my wife by my side as well, just being a part of ministry with me, just having that partner. And as she was saying, she was talking about her miracle story, even with our one-year-old son, Joshua, who is just my little twin. She tries to take credit sometimes. She calls him twin face for her and twin head for me, because he has a giant head like me. But when she was pregnant with him, that was actually the way that we found out that she had leukemia, because usually when somebody has a blood disorder, there are like bruising or things that happen that you can see and kind of get indication that something's going on. But we didn't have any of that. There was no bruising. She wasn't really slow or sick or feeling anything going on strange. But just by her being pregnant, we had to get the blood test. And through that blood test, they were able to contact us and let us know that they had saw something strange with her blood. So just God working, you know, the way that he does, we were able to, you know, get a head start on that and not let that get too far before we started getting treatment. And all glory to God, as I said, even in the conference that we were having, that we haven't had any extreme chemo or anything like that that we've had to do. She's been just taking her pills and things like that, but God has preserved her. She's beautiful. She's healthy, and we're just happy.
And Kristen, I will say, he did testify before all these pastor and ministry leaders how beautiful his wife is, even though she had some health issues, and they're working that through. He said you would never know by how attractive she is. So he was winning out on Husbandry 101, and we already put him into the advanced Husbandry 103 course. But he said many wonderful things about you and how God has used you and your gifts and skills. So what else about Kristen drew her to yourself? Obviously, if you've been married 7 years, over 7 years ago, that you thought, Lord, is this the one? Were you praying at that point in your Christian journey? Were you praying and seeking God for that helpmeet, that special companion? Or was it just she was attractive and you saw at a party? What brought you together?
It was kind of the second, and church was the party.
Sure.
But she was a lot younger than I was. I'm not sure exactly how old we were when we first met. But she was a very beautiful girl, but we kind of disconnected. She kind of left the church, I ended up seeing her at the mall, and we kind of just reconnected and just talked a little bit. And I don't know, there was just a connection there. I feel like it was a God connection. And from there, we went on a few dates. I think we went sledding, even in the wintertime. And she had a beautiful spirit, and we could laugh together and just enjoy one another. And just through God, we just connected, and we haven't left each other's side since.
Well, we open up the program with Romans 8:28, and many of our listeners have that memorized. Hopefully I can say it without looking back at my Bible, but for we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose or his plan. Why did you choose that? What significance does that verse have in your faith journey or your story?
Absolutely. I think it's just that first part, that God is always working. And even in my season, as I talked about, of straying away and trying to find myself, that God was still working. He was still present, and his heart always went out to me, and that's what drew my heart back to him. I believe it's Jeremiah that says that with loving kindness have I drawn thee, and that's my testimony. And that scripture, Romans 8:28, is my testimony, because as I look over my life, that there's one constant theme, and that's that God was working, that God was present, that he was faithful, and that he was always on my side. And so that scripture has stuck with me all of my life, and I think even I've shared it with my wife as just being my favorite scripture, one that we always refer to, because it just blesses me.
In case you just tuned into the program, I have Pastor Jordan Simmons in the studio and Junior First Lady Kristen Simmons. They've been married 7 years. They serve at New Generation Christian Fellowship in Champaign. You might be familiar a little bit with Jordan's voice because he was part of the studio guests on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends when we talked about the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. Mm-hmm. That program, along with today's edition of Mark and Friends, is archived at Great News. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org, also at WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org. And that program was facilitated by Jordan's parents, Apostle Pastor Larry Simmons and First Lady Kay Simmons. But Jordan, I want to jump back to what you were preaching on a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. You talked about go in, and I just really appreciated how you delivered that message, and you shared a number of different great points of application about working hard and serving the Lord and worshiping and going in, pressing in to that relationship so mm-hmm. that you can experience paradise. Absolutely. And maybe there's somebody tuned in today that's unfamiliar with God's love because of circumstances, disappointments, maybe abusive relationships. There could be a host of things that have kept them from either realizing that there's a God who loves them, or they've just never come to terms with the concept that there is a God because mm-hmm. they see violence, they see unmet expectations, they've been hurt. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person that maybe hasn't come to know God? How would you encourage them to press forward or to come into that relationship?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, first I would tell you that we're all going through something. Mm-hmm. We're all dealing with something, that nobody's exempt. Your favorite preacher is going through and dealing with situations. And the thing about having a relationship with God and with Christ is that it's not intended to make you exempt from situations. It's the fact that he gets in the situation with you. I'm reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that he didn't keep them from going in the fire. Instead, he got in the fire with them. And so it's not meant for us in our relationship with God to be so circumstantial where, you know, when things are good, we're good, or when things are bad, we're bad. But he teaches us, even through that moment on the cross with those two thieves, that in the situation, it can be paradise just by being with him. And the reason why the one thief was able to receive and the other one wasn't was because he saw Christ for who he was, that he saw him as the Savior. He saw him as the lover of his soul. He saw him as the sacrifice that was meant to save him. And so that's what we have to do. You know, the other thief wanted to get off of the cross, but the point is not to get off of it. Mm-hmm. The point is not to have an easy life. The point is to have Christ be my life so that whatever I'm going through, he is seen through me. You know, I was speaking a couple weeks ago, and the Holy Spirit laid it upon my heart to speak to people that were dealing with issues or sickness. And he said to me, what does Christ look like with that situation? Your obligation, your job is to show, what does Christ look like dealing with a mm-hmm. cancer diagnosis? What does Christ look like dealing with the loss of a job or a situation going on? So I feel like that is the point of the message.
I know I brought this up during the Ministry Leaders Network, and I might have even already said it at the early part of the program. I can't remember, I love the fact that as you were preparing for your message a week or so ago at this special church, that you were on a forklift. Mm-hmm. You're at work, you're working an overnight shift. I think you're sometimes on 12 hours mm-hmm. and off and so forth. Yeah. But as you were praying through, Lord, give me a message, it was while you were at work or doing other things on the forklift, and God kept pouring into you that concept of going in, you know, embracing his love, celebrating the paradise that sometimes we have to look forward to. It's not going to happen on this side of heaven. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be an encouragement to many people today as they're going to work. Yeah. Hey, you can, while you're still performing the task or the job that you have to do, maybe it's on your break, or maybe some people that work at the toll booth, they hand out those nickels and quarters or whatever, but they can be looking at scripture memory verse. Absolutely. Or they can be reading their Bible on and off. And so as you go to work today, optimize that time, because there might be a message that God wants you to preach about or share or be involved in mm-hmm. your church, or maybe it's an encouraging word you to share with somebody. But I love that you were on the forklift and he kind of revealed some of that to you. Yeah. And And I know Pastor Jonathan was praying over you, and you're an encouragement to many of the Ministry Leader Network. You're kind of like the next generation of pastors that God will be raising up, that's bringing his message, not just for your church, mm-hmm. but for all those around you. And I feel like that Ministry Leaders Network is going to be a tool of God to not only unify us, because we're one church. Mm-hmm. There's just the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. But Amen. That we all will focus on helping those that are hurting, that are disenfranchised, that don't know God's love yet. Amen. And we can kind of pray together and serve together. And you're kind of part of that younger generation that I think God is raising up. And you met some of the other younger pastors. We have old pastors, kind of old timers that some of you haven't been born as long as they've been preaching,
right.
And yet the whole new group of pastors that God is raising up. So appreciate you, and I'm going to ask our listeners in the days ahead to be praying up Jordan and Kristen Simmons. They serve at New Generation Christian Fellowship. I know Jordan at one point, it was really funny, he said, you know, his desire is to be a pastor and maybe serve full-time in a church. And Champaign Police Chief Tim Tyler, like, as kind of Jordan, like, inferred, does anyone have an opening or a job for me? Chief Tyler raised his hands, and you said, well, anything but that. Yeah. It was really, really funny. He was smiling. But, you know, I think God will continue to pave that way and make it clear. And I'm going to ask Kristen to close our time in prayer. For those that are just tuned in today, to pray over you, Jordan, and just to ask God's blessing on the listener that will go about their day today, hopefully being cognizant and come to that realization that God loves and delights to work in and through circumstances. So, Kristen, how about closing prayer for the listener today that's tuned in, that God would bless them, and for those that maybe don't know God, that they would come to a realization that they are loved.
Amen.
God, we thank you for this time. God, we thank you for Mark's faithfulness to your people. We thank you for Jordan's faithfulness to your people, God. Lord, we thank you for your love that covers everything, God. Lord, I pray that if there's anybody that don't know you, God, that they would seek you wholeheartedly, yes, God, because I know that when they draw near to you, that you would draw near to them, God. Yes, so we thank you for this week. We pray your blessing over your people, God, and we just thank you for your love constantly being with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. God's free bounty.